live.
The extended
disco birthday remix of
actually,
the
Jizz. All week it's now, actually been the...
Now, you know, this is not the only one.
No.
Tomorrow morning, our very special birthday show.
Yes, yes.
And of course, we'll be drawing the grand prize winner for the Birthday Escape giveaway.
That, of course,
includes basketball tickets, dinner, dancing, overnight accommodations, and brunch from the Hotel Marriott and from that's you and all.
And also remind all the listeners, if your name is the one picked, you have 8 minutes and 9 seconds to get into the station. And, of course, all our phones will be off the hook. So you can try if you must. No, we'll clear the lines for you. But please, during those 8 minutes and 9 seconds, don't call and, like, you know, screw up their chances of winning and stuff like that. We don't want to do that.
All righty. Well, I understand we now have another special press conference guest here in the atrium room.
Yes,
the Shine
we're once
Student
again
Center.
Live from the atrium here at the Shine Center.
Okay, now as we pointed out before, Susan, the information lady who's been in the booth with us all morning since 7 a.m.,
right.
Not only is it Z89's birthday, but it is Susan's birthday as well. Susan,
hey,
happy birthday.
Wait, can the guys at the studio get the Crazy Morning Crew birthday thing?
Yeah, Carlos, could you grab the Crazy Morning Crew birthday card? It's over there in the rack. Walk over there, pull the card out. Okay,
also,
walk
Dave,
back
Dave
over
Holder
the card machine.
If you look over above our heads, you'll see Rocky Raccoon.
All right.
There we are.
And happy birthday to Z89.
And also to Susan.
Happy birthday, Susan. Susan, what is your last name?
Vatican.
It's still
radical.
Sure.
That is pretty radical.
20.
No, seriously?
20 years
older
old.
Than that.
About 19 years older than Z89. Hey, listen, I'm getting pretty emotional. Hint, hint. There we go, guys. Pretty emotional. Future Radio Z89, live from the Shine Student Center for about 45 more minutes.
Yeah, we'll find out. Autographed pictures of Dano will be given away, of course. Yeah. I've been waiting for those, and yes, we do have them fresh off the presses.
From the Shine Student Center, it's Almost Headlines with the newscaster who's more articulate even than Toby Peters, Dano. Thank you, that's fine with the music.
Well, with my teletype today.
Yeah.
Jonathan, get that teletype on. A 25-foot python swallowed African toddler Tim Heptonstall whole. But here's the clincher. The boy's dad actually freed him from the serpent's belly with an axe. Good morning, everyone. This is Dano live from the Shine Student Center. Heptonstall, 2.5, was hospitalized for multiple injuries after the nightmarish ordeal. And while doctors near his home in Zambia reported his condition as touch and go, they agreed it was a miracle he was still alive. According to the Zambian press, the snake swallowed the boy's feet first, and by the time his father found him, only his face was showing from the python's throat. Brian Heptonstall said his son was attacked while playing near a creek in a heavily wooded area behind their home. Heptonstall said he raced to the creek and almost turned away when he saw the snake coiled and hissing on the bank. Then he heard a muffled scream. Heppenstall said the python, which weighed an estimated 280 pounds, was just too strong for his match. In desperation, he ran back to his house and got his trusty old axe, directing the blade just below the bulge in the snake's body, and hacked until he sliced it in two, exposing the boy's shoes. Once again, the python swallowed this little boy, but his dad saved him. This has been Dano live from the Shine Student Center. Back to Future Radio and more music. Hair on Z89.
Pretty darn sleazy report, Dano. Dano with almost headlines, and coming up very soon, a live version of the joke of the morning.
Oh, yes.
Only here, Future Radio Z89, live from the Shine.
She's
hour music on Z89 has been made possible thanks to Phi Kappa Tau Fraternity. Phi Kappa Tau announces its spring rush at 909 Comstock Ave from 7 to 10 p.m. on January 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 30th. Rush also continues February 3rd, 4th, and 6th.
Hi, I'm Coach Jim Boeheim of the Orange Men. I'd like to wish Z89 a happy birthday.
Mode on Future Radio Z89, the Crazy Morning Crew. 3 minutes in front of, actually about 5 minutes in front of 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Very rare that we're still on this late, Dano.
Yeah, hard to believe. The extended one.
The extended disco birthday remix of the
actually, all week has actually been
the... And this is not the only one.
No.
Tomorrow morning, our very special birthday show.
Yes, yes.
And of course, we'll be drawing the grand prize winner for the Birthday Escape giveaway.
That, of course,
includes basketball tickets, dinner, dancing, overnight accommodations, and brunch from the Hotel Marriott and from SU. And
also remind all the listeners, if your name is the one picked, you have 8 minutes and 9 seconds to get into the station. And, of course, all our phones will be off the hook. So you can try if you must. No, we'll clear the lines for you. But please, during those 8 minutes and 9 seconds, don't call and, screw up their chances of winning and stuff like that. We don't want to do that.
All righty. Well, I understand we now have another special press conference guest here in the atrium room.
Yes,
the Shine
we're once
Student
again
Center.
Live from the atrium here at the Shine Center. Happy, you want to tell us about the guest that we have here?
Yes, our guest today, this evening, this afternoon, Dean Mandel. And Dean, is you're in charge, just in charge, the big cheese of the whole marathon thing. Is that right?
I'm the coordinator of the damn marathon.
Oh, well, in charge, big cheese, coordinator. That's pretty much basically the same thing. Well, these guys are going to ask you some pretty much silly questions. So,
yeah, okay, press conference. Again, please state your name and the organization you're affiliated with, okay?
Hi, I'm Danny DeKay from the Organization of Frustrated Comedians and Other Animal Lovers. Dean, I was wondering, who's hosting the dance marathon this year?
Who's hosting the dance marathon?
Yeah.
Well, we've got three MCs, Joan Hastings, Roxanne Tamarkin, and Danny Zucker.
Roxanne is hosting?
Roxanne is hosting!
Oh, our
now, I guess my real question, though, is how come the Crazy Morning Crew was not asked by the Dance Marathon people?
Well, I'll tell you, the Crazy Morning Crew is a very funny group of guys.
There we are.
Come to our audition, you know?
Oh.
Our audition.
Wait, I don't think we were invited to your audition. I think I hate you. I think you're a jerk.
Dano.
Very few people may know this, but the Crazy Morning Crew is going to be the speaker at commencement.
No Ted Koppel.
Okay, as the heated moment is building up here, woof, a lot of things. Okay, please, your name and organization.
Hotshots Guide, along with Carlos and Larry Love, a member of the Fresh Connection. Dean, you know, Dean spelled backwards as Nade, which rhymes with raid. What is your position of the killing of innocent insects?
My position on the killing of innocent insects?
Oh, my.
That's a tough one. You know, it depends on your moral virtues, I guess.
Are they innocent, though, I think?
That's true. You know, if they're bothering you, are they innocent?
Yeah, yeah. I think we got a question in response to a question.
What was that?
If you're not paying attention, I'm sorry. I just can't help you.
Well, I just want to review for all the listeners back home who are keeping score, of course.
Okay, yeah, keeping
so
score.
So, number one, we want to know why the Crazy Morning Crew was not invited for tryouts.
And because we're speaking at commencement.
And because
we're
speaking
already
at commencement. And the second one is, what's his position on the killing of innocent insects?
Do you know
how many phone calls we're going to get about this commencement thing?
What about Dan Rather?
Little 8-year-old.
What about Don Johnson? He doesn't shower either.
8-year-old girl's going,
are you really speaking at commencement?
Anyways, and what was the answer? I did miss that, though.
The answer was he just didn't know about the innocentness of insects.
Thanks, Dean. A real in-depth answer there. next panelist, please.
Yes, I'm okay, Dave from Battered Wives. What's your favorite form of birth control?
My favorite form of birth control.
Coin, I guess. What is it? Flipping a coin.
Flipping a coin. Is that birth control?
Yeah, well, you know, 50-50 chance.
Oh, 50-50. There you go.
50-50.
So, of course, reviewing the answers once again.
Okay, so let's review real quick again. So, why was the Crazy Morning Crew invited to auditions for marathons?
We're tied up with commencement.
Because we're going to do commencement. It's position on killing of innocent insects.
They're not innocent.
It's not so. They're innocent. And the third one is, what is his stance on birth control? Well, what is his favorite contraception?
Pretty much a 50-50 flip of the quarter kind of thing.
Okay, and let's go on to our fourth and final panelist.
Howard Seidman, Short Fat Society of Jewish People. So I would like to ask you about your striking resemblance to the famous movie critic Gene Shalit. Who's your father?
Striking resemblance.
I actually met Gene Shalit when I worked at NBC one time.
Oh, ah.
He's not a buddy of mine. He said hi or something in the elevator. But
son.
Son, he gave me some good advice.
As a follow-up, I'd like to ask if you have any tips to our listeners at home on how to trim your mustache.
Well, the idea is to use a scissor, I would think.
A scissor. And, of course, now, Dean, marathon this year is when?
It's going to be March 21st and 22nd at Manly Fieldhouse.
Manly Fieldhouse, that's a usual place for marathon.
Usual place for marathon.
Going to raise more money than we did last year?
Going to raise more money than we ever raised.
Here's a man with high goals. Dean Mandel.
Thank you. Excuse me, Happy?
Yeah?
What is the cost to get into a marathon for everyone?
I don't know, what is the cost?
Cost to get into a weekend pass, to go into the whole weekend, is going to be
$5.
$5
for the whole
week? Or was it 89 cents?
I think it is. I think it's 89 cents today, if you're going to marathon today.
The sale of the century today is...
Okay, so... Are we live? Yes. Of course, Z89 will be broadcasting live from the Dance Marathon, March 20th and 21st.
21st and 22nd.
And that weekend, too. WJPZ Syracuse is Future Radio Z89. And, of course, everyone on the Crazy Morning Crew is just a bunch of goody two-shoes, I think. What, Dano, are you?
Adamant.
What? Never mind. You're not listening again.
No,
Future Radio Z89, we're here until noon, and we're crazy.
Doo-doo.
something inside.
In our first year, we played it first.
We played it first on Future Radio Z89. That was song number 75 from the top 89, Prefab Sprout and Appetite from their album Two Wheels Good. You can hear them all being counted down. Dave, you okay?
Okay,
he's sprinkling
Dave,
me with
okay,
Eau de
Dave,
Toilette.
Go. What is that? What is that stuff?
It is horrible.
What is that terrible smell?
Anyway, you can hear them all counted down this Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Oh, don't miss any of the action.
Worst?
New weekend birthday, blah, 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 Z89. Thank you.
Blah, 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 Z89.
An unpaid for political announcement.
Have you had any of the birthday cake?
I had some of the birthday cheesecake, but not any of this, because obviously it's not cut, so.
That looks good, though. Now, tonight, who do I see? Excuse me, who do I see walking in the front doors but executive
Bungo.
Producer Chris Bongo.
Oh, yeah.
Executive producer.
Woo! Thank you, Christopher.
And Larry Love is with us.
Oh, boy.
Part of the Fresh Connection.
Give him some of that holy water, would you, Dave?
Yeah. Executive producer, hello.
Good morning.
Crew. Good morning,
Chris. Chris, could you tell the listeners real quick what's going on tonight at Maggie's?
Maggie's Crazy Morning Crew hosting. Maggie's.
Yeah.
Maggie's, be there. Yeah.
Tonight starting at what? 9 o'clock?
It all starts at 9 p.m. Of course.
Who's hosting that, by the way?
That is us.
Well, see, the beginning of the night's hosted by what? You? Okay, Dave.
Yeah.
Happy Dave.
Right, and then I'm going to bed.
Hosting.
Right now, is Pete Chase going to show up later?
If we let him.
To join yours.
If we let him.
If we let him.
Now,
we don't know what's
going on. On the T-shirts, Pete is the guy with the butt teeth. Okay, Dave is the guy with the huge eyeballs. Dano is the one eating the cake.
That's not a booger on my finger.
And I'm the one. I'm the one that looks like Bob Eubanks or something. I don't know what that is. That thing. And you?
Yeah. What am I? Chopped liver?
Yes.
Oh, he's the one that looks like chopped liver.
And it only costs
$89.
Okay, the joke of the morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we just had a huge motorcade pulled up in front here, and walking out, of course, here comes Rich Golder with joke of the morning. Hello, Rich.
Guys, it's good to be home, finally back after 4 months of traveling around the nation.
4 months?
Jesus, really?
4 months. And I'm home, and I'm glad to be back here for this party extravaganza.
No, Rich. It's nice to see him doing this with a facial expression, but I've never seen him do this before.
You know, this is the first time that we've met, isn't it, Rich?
It is the first time we've
actually been here.
I've only heard your voices over the air for the past 4 months, and it's good to see you guys.
Yeah,
it really is.
It
good
is.
To see you guys.
We
love you guys.
We love you guys.
All right. Anyway, here we go with the joke of the morning. Here's the joke that we've all been waiting for. What is an eggplant?
I don't know, Rich.
What is an eggplant?
It's where chickens work.
Oh! That was a very emotional joke.
I gotta go. It's good to see you. Z.
89.
There he is. Heading off that big motorcade again out front here.
There's a lot of people coming in. Dan, give away some t-shirts.
Okay, wait. Don't go. Wait, hold. Stop right there. Stop the little track. Don't move. Wait.
Dick Clay, wait.
Listen, now this is so easy. If you could tell what radio station is here right now live from the Shine Center, you win yourself an album. What is it?
Z89.
Oh, there you great. Go. And, oh, wait, if you didn't hear what she said, what station is live again from the Shine Center right in a second?
Z89.
You're both winners. What's your name?
Cheryl.
And you're?
Pat,
okay, get your choice of albums here. I need someone else to hold the microphone because I can't go through them. Don't go away. There we go. Hold the mic. Here's the Shine Dining Worker.
It's the Shine.
What's your name?
Art.
Art's smoking a cigarette here and hold the mic. Hold the mic there for a second.
Art, you get an album too, Art.
The choice of Roger Wilco, New York there. The Three
Oh, Christ,
and,
I forgot.
And White.
Awesome.
Pick one, anyone. Roger Wilco and Mrs.
Let's spruce this up a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah. I think, did Art get an album?
Art, you held the microphone. You get Wire Train or 3 o'clock there. Wire Train, Art's another big winner.
Art. Now,
we
happy
got
day.
One more album to give away here. And here
happy
she
day.
Comes
if you look just to our left, you'll see the Baldwinsville High School marching band.
Yeah, look at that.
You're not going to get away from it.
Codex.
Hello, who are you? No, come on. You can't
wait, she won't talk.
Come on, this is live. Here's the cake, too. Everything. Today is your day. This is your life. Who are you?
Oh, wait a minute, wait.
Say again.
Someone's approaching.
Tracy Stein.
We've got,
hang on, wait. Excuse me, Happy Dave. I am talking here.
Yes,
Tracy, if you can tell me what station is live from the Student Center right now, you win yourself an album.
Z89.
Beautiful, here you go. You win the 3 o'clock there, and...
You gotta push the cake.
And to push the cake in your face. Ready?
Okay, now as we pointed out before, Susan, the information lady who's been in the booth with us all morning since 7 a.m., not only is it Z89's birthday, but it is Susan's birthday as well. Susan, happy birthday.
Wait, can the guys at the studio get the Crazy Morning Crew birthday thing?
Yeah, Carlos, could you grab the Crazy Morning Crew birthday card? It's over there in the rack. Walk over there, pull the card out. Okay,
also,
walk
Dave,
back
Dave
over the card
machine. If you look over above our heads, you'll see Rocky Raccoon.
All right, there we are.
Crazy Morning Birthday.
And a happy birthday to Z89.
And also to Susan.
Happy birthday, Susan. What did your last say?
Vatican.
It's radical.
Sure.
That is pretty radical.
20.
No, seriously?
20 years older than that. About 19 years older than Z89. Hey, listen, I'm getting pretty emotional. Hint. There we go, guys. Pretty emotional. Future Radio Z89, live from the Shine Student Center for about 45 more minutes.
Come on down. Autographed pictures of Dano will be given away, of course. I've been waiting for those, and yes, we do have them fresh off the presses.
My bed's on fire.
This hour of music on Z89 has been made possible thanks to Phi Kappa Tau Fraternity. Phi Kappa Tau announces its spring rush at 909 Comstock Ave from 7 to 10 p.m. on January 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 30th. Rush also continues February 3rd, 4th, and 6th.